Black and brown activists in Camden, New Jersey, have been raising concerns about the embattled South Jersey Democratic boss George Norcross and his supporters for years, but they say their complaints were largely ignored by city and state officials. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports many of these activists now feel vindicated.
Rasha Dickerson is a co-founder of the Camden Parent Union and chair of the Camden We Choose Coalition. She remembers vividly the day when the indictment against Norcross dropped.
I think everybody's phones was blowing like this sound effects. It was like everyone's phones were blowing up because they were like, did you see this?
Norcross and his aides are facing criminal charges for allegedly manipulating a New Jersey tax credit program for personal gain and usurping Camden's waterfront properties through extortion and coercion. Dickerson says the allegations weren't shocking to her or other activists. They have been raising concerns with state and city officials that the man celebrated as leading Camden's renaissance was in fact just looking out for himself.
We've been warning everyone for years that this was going on. The collusion, the corruption, the palatrix, as we call it in the community. We were doing everything and we were holding our own integrity.
Norcross's influence over Camden began in the 1990s, when candidates he recruited were the only Democrats to defeat Republican incumbents. As years passed, his influence in the region grew, to the point that only people with his blessings could occupy key positions. Troy Oglesby, a longtime community activist and former law enforcement officer, says a lot of elected politicians in Camden came through the county's Democratic committee, which Norcross chaired.
What was happening was there were some individuals that were being nurtured and directed into politics in the city of Camden.
Dana Redd, a co-defendant in the indictment, was one of Norcross's recruits. In 2009, Redd, who was a rising star in state politics, relinquished her Senate seat and ran to be the next mayor of Camden.
Why would you come back to Camden to take a seat where there's other people who could potentially be in that position to do well for leading Camden at that time?
In July of 2011, Norcross met with the editorial board of the Philadelphia Inquirer and shared his vision for Camden's renaissance. He wanted to establish charter schools across the city and install a countywide police force. But activists say there was no real community input for these proposals, and Norcross's critics vehemently opposed these ideas, but their pleas mostly fell on deaf ears. Antoinette Miles, state director of New Jersey Working Families Party, called the indictment vindication for the city's grassroots activists.
There are not many people who are willing to stand up and speak and stand with Black and brown community organizers and say the things that need to be said in the face of a very powerful and very influential political establishment.
The charges against Norcross are bringing a renewed sense of optimism among Camden activists. Keith Benson Sr., a longtime community mobilizer, says despite what residents had to endure, everyone is thrilled that Norcross is finally being held accountable.
Because maybe, just maybe, we can get some normalcy and some democracy, some decency, and quite frankly, some resources to the people again.
We reached out to Norcross for comment, but he and his spokesman, Daniel Fee, declined requests. From Camden, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.